This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine every Saturday 10 till 12.
Our friend Jason Twizel McShane is in the US. He is at a conference which is all about an LGBT conference about creating change with the LGBT Task Force. He is on the line with us. Jason, good morning.
Oh, good evening, actually. It's Friday.
Yeah, I know. It's Friday night. Friday night. In a big day in the United States.
A big day, Jason.
Yeah, sorry, say it again. It's very cold, wet, and there's a very big sense of sadness, actually, in here in Philadelphia.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask. You're at a conference that is about change and within the LGBT community. It's been noted that the White House website has taken down references to LGBT.
Yeah, immediately it did.
Mm. What's the feeling in that conference that you're in? Sort of give us a sense of the sadness you just mentioned.
Well, Trump has probably come up in every single session in some way. And I was with the leadership track on the first day yesterday, and they're really depressed because they feel that not only will rights go backwards, but funding will be cut and things will be made more difficult. And they were really looking at a strong upward trajectory for LGBTIQ rights under another Democratic government. And now with this change, and obviously already as soon as the handover happened today, the website took away every reference to LGBTI people, and also climate change and civil rights disappeared from the website.
Jason, it's Macca. We know... Sorry, go on.
No, go on, Macca. Go for it.
Look, we know what... we have a pretty good idea what Vice President Pence thinks of us and what we should be entitled to and what we shouldn't. Trump is a little bit more mysterious. I mean, it's almost like there's good Trump and bad Trump. Good Trump says some positive things about our community. For example, marriage equality. He says, well, the issue's settled, you know. But what are people... Are we, in a way, perhaps getting ahead of ourselves with Trump? Okay, it's been taken off the website. But do we really know what Trump's views are on LGBTI issues?
Well, the leadership here, and there's leaders from hundreds of LGBTI organisations around the US, they are pretty worried and sad and ready for a fight to resist, actually, because they really believe that while some things may not go backwards, they certainly won't progress. And so while the US has marriage equality, on a state-based level, it has, it's behind Australia when it comes to discrimination law, when it comes to trans issues. Obviously, the bathroom thing is big here. They're ready for a fight, and it's changed everything. Actually, it's kind of they're all in a bit of shock. It's changed everything, and I think that is reflected in some of our politics when you listen to the Cory Bernardes and Pauline Hanson. Who have been, and George Christensen's, who have been emboldened by this change, in some sense that, you know, there's no pro agenda for our rights.
Jason, I wonder, there's never been any great social change without some sort of revolution or revolutionary. If we look at Mandela in South Africa, if we look at Gandhi, if we look at Rosa Parks, if we look at Harvey Milk, there's been no change without a bit of a social revolution. Do you think with Trump now in the White House and there's control of both houses in the US, both Congress and the Senate, do you think that it now allows Americans to become a bit more emboldened and become revolutionary again? Or will we see more and more protests against this administration?
I think it will. But, you know, one of the problems for our Western societies is that we don't engage enough, and we are too happy to go along with the flow and not really participate. And here, where you don't have compulsory voting, which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but what is 46 million people out of 300 million voted for him? So that lack of participation brings results. Yes, I agree. I think we're going to be forced to stand up a bit stronger than perhaps what we have, and that's more than marching down the street. And I think it's going to happen. You know, we've got another at least 2 years of the current government, and there's no real progression for our rights as LGBTIQ people in Australia either. And they feel more emboldened because it's a reclaiming of that white, privileged, potentially racist, homophobic, xenophobic, mindset. It's really interesting. I'm kind of shocked actually by what's happened. But the inauguration wasn't attended by very many people. The gaps in the mall were really interesting, and there's a real sense that people have switched off from what's happened today, even though they're hurting.
My advice to my gratuitous advice to your American colleagues over there is, where voting isn't compulsory, what our community need to do is they need to make sure that they vote, and they vote for candidates that are going to support us. I mean, the reality is 25% of eligible voters thereabouts elected Trump. The other 75% voted, didn't want Trump, and they did that by voting for Hillary and not turning out.
Mm.
So Americans, dare I say it, only have themselves to blame for this piss for this piss poor turnout in an election, and electing someone like Trump. A number of Americans I know, Jason, and I speak to them, and I was there in early January. And people with very strong viewpoints and political views. And I said, so who did you vote for in the presidential? I didn't vote.
Mm.
So I have little sympathy for
them. No, you're right, but it affects us too. But it's just 50,000 more people had have voted, he may not be president.
Yeah,
it really is that simple, isn't it? Mate, We do have to rush off because we have our next guest already on the line with us. Thank you for sharing this that small insight. And perhaps when you come in and sit down and talk to us about the conference that you're at and some of the outcomes that we can look forward to in a global discussion around LGBTIQ rights.
And it's exciting that next January we're looking at having the first truly national conference since the 80s in Australia. And this is part of the research into that, and I think we need to get together and get along alongside each other because we're better together. And I think that's part of the answer.
Indeed we are, mate. We're grateful for your time.
Thank you.
No worries, Pete. Thanks, Macca. Thank you, guys.
Jason Twires on McShane. He is the head of the Australian Equality Party, amongst many other things, and a long-time activist around marriage equality and LGBT rights.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.